stuff to get, and I brought my stuff to get with me, but I guess I should show you the Gemara itself is to review. You were here, if you recall, last week, but it's time to review. Just to show the Gemara again one more time. It's a brief sugya. Omer Shmuel, Ksuva Kamasa Bezin Dagen. Ma'amasa Bezin Nechtovim Beyom Nechtovim Balayla. Aksuva Nechtevas Beyom Nechtevas Balayla. Ksuva de Rabchia Bar Av Ichta Beyom Ichta Balayla. Rabbi said, was there, didn't say anything. Oh, it must hold like Shmuel. No. Asukin Ba'osu Indian Havu, which is a different halach. Otherwise, it would be possible. So it's 2 days. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Quoted Pasha Shat in the Gemara, whether, you know, it's true or not. Ksuvas Kamasa Bezin. Let's treat Rashi. Rashi. I'm a little afraid about it. I don't have what I want to show you. Tosus Ribs doesn't appear on the link. You know, it's printed every single Gemara. What I may have to do is get the Gemara through a Sadat. You can try to do it for me later. But let's first take a look at Rashi. It's old Chazar. Rashi. Hailing of Rashi. The best Rashi Shiva is Rashi. What did Rashi say? The Masa Dab. Bezin the Tanai Bezin who. Because once the psak is given by day, then done. You get an impression from Rashi that when do they write it? When she goes into the chuppah. And therefore, even though it's unsigned, it's binding anyway, and therefore it's not considered predated. A predated document is possible, because it conveys an impression as Shiva Nechosna from earlier. You know, here the Shiva Nechosna really is from earlier. Chal Shibude. Why? Because the very words are very important. Nichlas of the Chuppa, the Kiruv Chasna. So keep that in mind. Okay, it's very important. Asukabos Inyavu, Mechsiva Chasima, Afil Bishar Shtaras Kosh, not only by Ksuvis. Lo Shad the Shtaras and the Tambiyam Chavai Psuptulim, yeah. Wednesday. It's Chazor for Wednesday Shia. It's Gemara with the Rash. Alright, any questions so far? Pashat Pshat, Gemara, and Rash. This we discussed already once before, but I have to go a little bit more in depth. So I want to show you the Tosis Rid. I don't know, maybe it'll come out in a separate parish. I'm a first one. Hold on. Now, before I have a matriarch, let's try one thing. The first one, let's try this. See if it works. Read Pesachim. And the Tosus Rid not be, it's your famous Peirush. Is it on your list in the Bar Ilan? Tosus Rid, I guess the see how fast they passed it by? I thought it was called haste makes waste. Tosus Rid. What's going on? Tosus Rid, no? Ah. Guess what? You don't have it on Gittin. Now, I would. Let me tell you why I'm guessing why. You want to get me the Tosus Rid now? Every single Gemara Gittin has a Masada of Tosus Rid. The question is really the Tosus Rid. They may not have it, but they may think that they only have Tosus Rid as part of a separate volume. But on the side of the page, they don't trust it's really from the Rid. Who was the Rid? I told you this last time. We see the Rid all the time, because the Shulchan Gibborim, you see Lashem Riaz. That's Rabbi Yeshaya Achronzal, the grandson. The daughter's son. The grandfather, Rabbi Shai Ditrani, Rid, Rabbi Shai Ditrani, was a grandfather, was a Tosus Rid, very early, he was looking at the early Rishonim, and he had Tosus Rid, and the question, of course, becomes, was printed on the side, and every single Vilna Shas, Tosus Rid, is it really the Tosus Rid? If it would be, the Shas is going to do Tosus Rid. Okay? He puts the word Tosus Rid in his quotation marks. I'm not sure if that means he thinks it's really from the Rid. but not really from the rib. I don't know. I won't say for sure. Oh, I have to make this a little bit bigger. This is even, if everyone gets close to the screen, how do I make this bigger?
50%.
On top?
A little down.
Go down.
The gray bar.
To the right.
To the right. Here?
No.
To the left.
Middle.
Yeah. Oh, here. Where it says?
The percentage.
Percentage?
I think you can make it more than 100. That'll
okay, let's try. Ah, 125. Ah, oh, much better, no? Then we can read it now?
Yeah.
Can everyone read it? But still too small.
I can.
150? Hold on. 150. Oh, how's
that's
that?
Better.
You really got them? Still not. No, oh, come on, make it bigger. Hold on. 200. How's that? No, it's like the eye doctor. You're going to the eye doctor. Some of us are, you know, we're Baruch Hashem, you know. Let's take a look at what the Tosafot says. It's like, on the Maamar Kamos, I think I put the read on the Maamar Kamos, if I'm not mistaken. What did it say? Yit Yud Ches, the Tosafot read Shem. Tosafot also, the Tosafot read Shem. Amar Shvuel, let's read together. Ksuva Kamasa Bezin Daniel. Amasa Bezin, the Chetav Yachlam Balala, quotes to Gemara, Pirish. Haksuva Tanai Bezin, we know that. Afagav Lo Kosav Lo Ksuba, Kikas of Damian. Rabosai, open up your more Ksubas. You have, this is where you have written on the screen and Ksubas in front of you. It says you have a double whammy. That's Nun Aleph from an Aleph. Rabosai, Nun Aleph from an Aleph. Just to refresh our memories again. Excuse me, that's a mistake. Nun Aleph. Oh no, I open up like more Git. That one. Ksubas, Nun Aleph from an Aleph. See what it says. The Mishnah says, "We in the Mishnah, lokos and loksuva v'sula v'kovim v'sayim amana mana Mishnah Tanai Bezin, black on white. We know this; you've seen it many times. So the Ritz quoting our Mishnah, quoting the Mishnah. So therefore, Pirish Tanai Bezin, who afagav lokos and loksuva kosav damya, kol ma'ase bezin afal pisha kodma ksiva lechasima ein mekap klum. Why? Look what he's saying." The chiyuve mishas psak din bezinu. The alfagav lo ichdin doesn't make a difference. Hilchach ain shav hakdama v'nichdavim bayom v'nichdavim balayla. Okay, that's a ma'aseh bezin. Ksuba nami mishas knisa l'chupa chayav zuz masayim shibud alei. The alfagav lo achdin shtar dikas man hashibud knisa l'chupa hu. V'im takdim ksiva l'chasima ain mekab klum. Because it's chal from the moment of the chuppah. Who are the nami l'shtari aknaisa? What's shtari aknaisa? She nichtav v'yom v'nachlama b'alayla and she ain't shibudim toli b'chasimas eidim and the mishas ha-kinyan. Aknaisa is a kinyan suder associated with it. She hikna ruve in the chos of the shimon ha-yidei suder v'nisan lo nichtav ashtar ad-ir mi nisan kona shimon ha-nachosim. So you can give a lot of predate it. She mechor and ruve in the levi Kodem shegi ashtar liyad shimin, ein mechiras and mechira, shein kinyan nechosin toli v'agos ashtar liyad shimin, ele mishas kinyan asuda k'nom, v'ashtar eino ela l'raya bi'alma, uzman hashtar, let me check what happens, okay, at the end that'll be here, hold on, it's all that's beautiful, this toes are beautiful, it's even actually big, uzman hashtar, it's not the end. It's still, I still have a few long lines afterwards. I perhaps have to move to the right, and you know, I have to move to the right to get the bar. Can I do that? It's so big. Can I do that? Can I go to the top? What do I do? I go to the side. Scroll down to the bottom. I can't. Scroll to the top. I can't move it to the right now. Let's make it smaller again. Let's make it smaller, and then we'll do it again. Okay. 100%. Now, oh. No, it's still doesn't get me down. Why can't I go further down? Go. Why can't I go further down? There's more. Obviously, it's some stops in the middle. Oh, It's all good. Okay, now I gotta try to get bigger again. How do I do that?
It's
impossible. I can't do both at the same time. How do I make this bigger so I get bigger? No, but that's it. We have to hope we get this guy out of here. Keep going down to the bottom. Oh, Dov did it. Oh, and how am I going to do that? The bottom? All right, Rabbi Osei. Uzman Ashtar, Lav, thank you. Lav Meir, we don't some half some assistance. Uzman Ashtar, Lav Meir, Kasvinan, Eliminisan, because that's the time when it took effect. Hitukhikadmi, Tzivoso, the Chasim, Emekaklum, Sherminisan, Tzorach Lichto. Good. Bahai, Vitznan, Kol Ashtoros. Shenichtavu b'yom v'nechtavu b'layla psulin lo ma'alim osan ashtarot she'ein ben kinyin she'ikir kinyonim tolid v'chasimos v'chasimosam shtar mecher, shtar matono she'osak lo sodeyu adei hagos ashtar yad ha-mekabel k'dekayim l'kaka nikas v'shtar af al pi she'ichiro v'siris ashtar yad ha-mekabel z'man chasimosam se'edim ha-chasum v'zachalo kuntasam k'na b'vishtar yehodos v'alvol she'ein ben kinyin Alpha Pisha Ro, Adam Alvo, Shaisa Benison, or hold the Bifnaim Benison, hold the Matemeda, I have a little pen, Lotavim Mishabdi. I will aid the Tifta will style the Malva will Gamro, Alvo, Benayim, the Ichu the Kosvat Ear, and Kosin Benison, Elamir, Chen and the Kosin Mishabdi, the Trofa, the Kukas, the Deeper Piv, open the Sinas Vos, Kim Bechasima, say, the Mishtar, the Map Gilei. Can you press this?
If it really clicks on the like on the white part on the side.
Here?
Yeah. Now it scrolls up.
Ah. Look at that. Go back. Links. Where's links? No links now.
Or it was like the bar line?
Now I want to get to the next page.
Oh, that's good.
Does it work that way? No, doesn't work.
No, yeah, you can. Okay, so go up a little bit.
Yeah.
To the right. A little more to the right. Here says Yudhet.
Yeah. This one or this one?
Yeah,
you can have that. Oh, look at that. Magic. Whoa, magic. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, can I make it bigger again? Okay. I'm beginning to learn things, so thanks to you. I gotta move to the side. Can I do that to the bottom? Can't get to the bottom. Oh, I'm having trouble again. Let's first go back to 100. Okay, grab both sides. We're going slowly. I'm not such a good Talmud, but. Even here it's not.
Why? It really clicks on the white part again. It's like, it scrolls down.
I just want to move it.
Yeah, so now you can.
Okay. Now get to the top. Now double this. That's not the top. Here. Alright.
Right. Click on the white part again.
This
far. This
is
okay, both sides. Now I'm trying to make it bigger.
Keep going.
Now I'll try again. See what happens. She moves to the left. The whole world moves to the left. See what's going on?
Scroll down again.
Scroll down here?
Yeah.
To the bottom?
Yeah, the left.
Now move this way. Now go up?
Yeah.
Here? Here?
Yeah.
Here we go. The color. That was the next word. Back to the color. Hitlach ain't coasting no elemeir, Bishasha Hosman. Him called Maxima the Chasima Puzzle. Should book the Mikhtar Shlokadin. They were giving a beautiful shot and it's still good to read. So I wanted to see it. Tells the story of Slovenian. Okay? Hilchasa Kishmuel. The Ksuva Kamas of Bezendamia. Even though it's not a Shulchan Aruch Sinyan. Ad kan divrei Harari. Okay, so we spent a lot of time on technical stuff. Now, how do I get out of here? Back to here?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, I asked you last time to find me the Ram. I had problems finding the Rif and Osei Kerlev. Here it is. Rif and Osei Kerlev. I learned from my mistakes from last time. The Ram, the Holy Ram. I asked you to see the Ram of Chomos. The Ram. He did. Yeter in the print. Given Ches Amud Beis. Suba Kamasa Bezdan. The Mishas Psak Din Ika Kala. To the Mucha Bepirkan Baba Matiyah. It's a Tanai Bezdin. Why do you need the extra verbiage? It's not for Rashi. Of Kirib Chasnas. We need it for. I don't care if they're getting mad at hate. They hate each other. That's why they want to torture each other. That's why they're getting mad. Who cares? They're married. Why was Rashi add the expression of Kiruv Chasnas? I'm asking this question. The only way I can explain it, and I'm not sure if I'm right even, frankly, is not going on the Ksuba itself. It's going on what's called the Tosefes Ksuba. Because the Ksuba itself, who needs Kiruv Chasnas? They can get married out of hate, or it's not neutral. There's no kiruv. It's just a utilitarian marriage, a technical marriage, whatever. They have to get out of the country together. Whatever the reason is, I don't care whether it must be kiruv chasnas. Married. Maybe it's going on in Tosefes Ksuba. I'm not sure. That's my suggestion. Okay. Possibly. And there is. We'll see soon. Okay. Watch this. A sukkah also inyan. Cool. Fine. The Pasnak Shul, he says, as the Rid did. I Rav as Docha, doesn't matter. Follow Shul. But it's a Shumas Arif. That's against Shmuel. The Ito, the Rambam, are all against Shmuel. Why? Since the Gemara said, let's assume that Rav HaLashon and the Gemara rejects it, maybe we need to reject Shmuel completely. Even if Shmuel is right. Here we go. Hikam Adi Omar, the Dafka V'Shein Bo Tosefes. Aviyesh Bo Tosefes Lo. I like Suba Kiksuba Dami. Hani Bidin for Nafki Bidin Daf Nun Dalad Reis. We're not up to it yet. I will shine really low. Efshar. That feel low. Here's the line. I feel Nami. This Josef is Nami. Ika Lameymar. Ika Lameymar. Bayano Vikola Nami Islu. In my humble opinion, the one way to explain this line. Kiru of Chasnas. Is if it goes on Tosefes Ksuba. If it goes on the Ksuba itself, who needs Kiruv? So you know, it's not clear in the Ran, that's my suggestion. V'yuhecha the konamine, like on the Mecha Shlemidi, the Kenyan call Islay, no matter what, get pushed. Yadisu Yomadak Nisubek, so Yomadak Nisubek, we saw this on the screen last week. It's the famous Gemara. V'nira li, the Chi Amrinon, Asukan Bos, Inyan Kosher, Haimadaka, Bishtori Halva, the Zuzi Mishabile, which means I borrow $100, you give me a $100 bill. That's Mishabile. The Shtar is only a Raya. The Shtar is only a Raya. Asuka and Osunyan works. The Keva and the Hemuzumanim, they're ready to sign it. Lachdom. He could call him. I'm a Mishtar Echiyu, but the Shtar is what's called Shtar Kinyan, which creates something. Shumishaya, the Kinyan of the Shtar, the Mamishaya Beyom. Afghav, the Eka Kola, the Mili Vadala Mishtar. Doesn't help. The fichak tmihani ala Rambam. Shekos the perak ha nisker. If I go sukkah bos inyan at shenichas alayla v'chismu. Af al pi shekonim yoda b'layla kosher. Mashma afilu b'shtar echiyuv. Chiyuv means the shtar creates something. That's the perak chav gimel. And look what's malva v'lovin. That's the Rambam that's quoted over here. And he, the Ran, doesn't understand how it could possibly be. How is it possible? What is it creating? At sukkah bos inyan. Doesn't create anything. That is the Ran's kasha against the Rambam. Okay, it's a kasha. The kasha, Rabosai, it's a kasha. Fine. It's interesting, Rabosai. The Rav Yoh says something which is very fascinating, which is, I asked you to see. Oh, how many guys have a Shulchan Aruch there, by the way? Oh, yeah, that's it. Two guys? You have it on the screen. No one even bought a hard copy. You have to bring a Shulchan Aruch tomorrow. Get one. Just bring it from the base medrash somewhere. Get me something. I'm not going to show it to you now because you really should have it by yourself. But I'll Let me show you through the original, which is late tomorrow. I'll show you the Shulchan Aruch. If you remind me, let's see if you can find it in the original. The original is the Rav Yoh. How would you find the Rav Yoh here? Under Rav Yoh? Rav Yoh? Look at that. Here we go. Watch this. Tough, tough, kuf yud. And the Rav Yoh. Ksuba. They write it by day and they start it by night. A whole sugya. It's okay, he says. So it's a tonight bezin. He quotes Al Gemara. Watch this now. I Tosefes. Look here. It's very, very important. Tosefes not a tonight bezin. You don't have to give him more money. Watch what he writes. Bizman azeh ein chiluk ben Tosefes ksuba l'ksuba atzma. Then the Mana Messiah. Why? Hol shanios v'ashiros hushru b'tosefes the b'chol ha'ksubas kosum v'hosu v'labi delay nun litrin. Now we saw the Tosefes, Rabbi Osai. On the Afnun Dal and the Beis, we saw it last week. What did it say over there? What did it say? Remember what it said over there? Male litrin, no stira. Nunun nun Tosefes, nunun nun dunya, 50 plus 50 equals 100. Okay? And that was for every single caliber, rich or poor. The chen tiknu ha'bosenu ha'ga'onim, they shall levayish mishen lo. And he goes seven days in the dunya, then lost his way of war. I feel like he'll be a cat, he'll be giving him a nickel. Me'acha shu kap go over alcohol, he got those seven, tonight ksuba. I feel like kosa lo ksuba. He's really saying, unbelievable. He's saying that b'zman hazeh, if you didn't write a ksuba, you collect not just the measly 600 bucks of 200 zuz. You collect the 200 skukim also, which we said varies from today, $2,400 to $36,000. We spoke about this last week. I want to mention it maybe one more time tomorrow if I have a chance. Okay? So also you collect B'tanai Bez, the Chiddush Niflin Rav Yoh. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hashikol HaKsuvah Shavas, I feel below Ksuvah go B'tanai Bez. This is a Chiddush, lo pligi Rabbanim. That's an amazing thing. Okay? That's what he's saying. A Chiddush Niflin. Even if it's not Medina de Gemara, it's only Takonis HaGaonim. Afop Yikan, you can collect it even if it's not written. To me, it's a very, very big Kiddush. A very, very big Kiddush. Okay? Fine. Then he quotes what the Ran says in Riva. So, Mechachu Memka Apostle, Pan Yitrof Lekuba Shlokadin, Shem Lo Shamu Akinya Meidim Lo Maki Lekola Lashtara. Hold on a second. Nisuin islu kala sheploni no se plonis v'chol kakaos v'mishubadim l'ksuba v'ein shtar gadol mizeh. The tremendous call, he says. Tremendous call. Tremendous call. That's what he says. Okay. Finished. This is what the Rav Yoh says. So the Rav Yoh is very, very important. He passes like Shmuel. That's item number one. Even though seven is tzuba, because Hakonas Hagaonim, Chiddush Nifla Venera, there's a call on those seven is tzuba also, as opposed to the Ran. The Ran said no. The Ran said the distinction between tzuba and those seven is tzuba. It was pilgrim about those seven is tzuba. Okay, Rabosai. Now, not everyone agrees to this. I asked you to see, I don't know if you saw it yet, but if you didn't see it yet, we'll see it now. Let's see if we can go back to where we came from. Watch Shin Lamed Zayin. Again, discuss our issue. Cause of Rav Yoh. Right? Asuka Bosa Inyan. Bechasima. Mu Kinyan. Watch this. Kinyan Shaosa Beyon Bechom Lachna Balayla. The Kinyan Shlakol. Stam King Sivomi. We may share the Yadal Kukos Dishtabit Nixi. Fine. So the Mordechai in Shin Lamed Zayin says, Rabbi Osai, even according to Shmuel, we pass like Shmuel. After the Kamel Kishmuel Bedini, ain't anu yecholim lahakdem aksiv lachzim mishum tosefes the ein ma'aseh bezdin. He was saying against the Rav Yoh. I have sukkah b'osu inyan. No. That means chasima. And they're not also chasima so early in the day. Not the fact that the caterer has to put on makeup. That's a sugar most Indian, he says. Nah, he's a cult of Litva. Just because the band started playing with their pulling in their amps. That's not a sugar most Indian. So they're actually doing the so writes the Mordechai. What do you see from this clerk, Pashtus? That they're what they do this to him anyway? Pashup shot over here, the Ksuba precedes the Kedushin. In the Mordechai's time, most people got married, as we well know. Kedushin is soon together. So it precedes everything Pashtus against our Moshe. That they're doing a Kenyan over here. So Kenyan works, he says, we're fairish. Kenyan works, right? Kenyan works. We Kenyan also by Yom. Chom Lachdom Balayla Kenyan Yeshlo Kol. And I had a Kenyan before they. Not even a single most Indian yet. So unless you'll say, Rabbi Osai, a difficult verb, that they're talking about a case where they used to do the Kiddushin and then suing a day or two apart. It's hard to believe that. The Pasha tries against Rav Moshe, as we mentioned. Okay, so this is Pasha against Rav Moshe. Let's just say it's a referring to a case where they got married two different days, which was not normally done. Fine. So according to Shmuel, I have to tell you that we've shown them. That is the Sifrei Halacha Minhag. Where's that? I'm not sure if they have it. Sifrei. We've shown them. I'm looking for, it's called Rabbeinu Yeruchim. I'm not sure under what it would be. Oh, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, here it is. Do you believe it? It's here. Rabbeinu Yeruchim has a kasha against his run. I want to read it to you from the screen. Now, Rabbeinu Yeruchim in print is the old print. To the best of my knowledge, no one ever printed it since then because there was some kind of cheirim against it. I read Rabbi Vajda's biography, and it says there, something came to him. He said, forget the cheirim, do it! It's a big mitzvah, and it's been printed. I'm going to call the library tomorrow, see if it's really true, that story. It's printed in the Rabbi Vajda's biography. But he said, forget the cheirim, I'll give you my personal guarantee. People died from it, who knows what kind of thing. It's printed. According to the book, they printed it, and you actually read it now. The old is the old Venetian print. But Bar Ilan, it's all print is the same, so it doesn't affect us. Super, here we go. Rashi Pirish, Nichsa L'chuk, B'yom. Tamulav! The question we asked before. Ki ma'bol ha'shminan, pshita ki kvon eskayla mishash shekinsa. Elevada shalom, ma'ar shalom, kinsa also, yom. See, our kasha against Rashi, I thought it was my own kasha. Baruch Shekivanti. I'm a chavit to a Rishon as this kasha. Rabbeinu Yeruchim as this kasha. He said they got married by night, and it's still kosher, Rabbi Osai. It's still kosher, Rabbi Osai. Married it. It's still kosher. The Daka be Kuksuvan. Thy Beznu. Tostefus, no. Let's not suga bos inyan. There we are calling, konimine, biyong, share bachol inyan. Once again, unless you say it's referring to a case, Rabbeinu Yeruchim was the Talmud of the Rosh, leaving it be later, and they got married a day apart. The Pasha of all this Gemara is against Rav Moshe, but Pshut goes against Rav Moshe, which we spoke about last time. Fine. Let me show you some interesting Shulchan Aruch, not in Eben Ezer, it's on the Maram HaKomis, it's in Chosh HaDishmet. I told you, we're learning. I should give a general apology, but we're not holding so much from the Gemara Ksuba. This is all because of the introduction. Everything was an introduction, the Shtag Ksuba. So the Maram HaKomis, this one and the next Maram HaKomis sheet is also introduction. That's why even this, both in this one and the next one, we'll be spending some time not only in Gittin, but more in Baba Basra. I want to learn Baba Basra, because that's about Shtaros, the last parent. You have no choice. You want to learn about Shtaros, you have no choice. After we finish the next Maram HaKomis sheet, Blinetta, we go back to Masechta Ksubas. Try to go a little bit more, more settled down. But meanwhile, if you want to learn the halacha of a Shtag Ksuba, no alternative but to look a little over here. Okay, just give you my general apology. Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Chosh HaDishmet. Again, it's where the laws of Shtaros to be found. Simin Mem Gimel, Rabbosai. Watch. Yesh mi she'omer. Tohod armina nasukim ba'osinin kosher haino dafka b'shtari halva. Ava b'shtari chiyuv shumeskai b'kenin al shtar. Lo, who's this yesh? Who? This is the Ran. This is the Ran. We saw the Ran. We just read the Ran inside. The Ran said this. So, is it really true? Is it really true? Ah, I want to show you the Taz. As anybody's guess as to what letter the Taz is over here. How am I going to figure this one out? I don't know how to get it. I guess we go to links. It's just safer. I don't know how to guess it. Taz. Okay, the Taz. What we Simon? What we say? Simon? Sif, what are we on? Oh, Rambam, Lo Mashma Chilim says, the Ran himself said in Gittin, we just saw it. Sukashli, Perg Beis the Gittin, Afyut Ches, Lamad Lo Tzril, Eke Shmuel, Ela Afri Shtar Shtars. Suka Mosu Inyan, Mashma Shtar Shtars, Dumi the Ksuba. Uksuba Lo Shtabim Mida Biyom Shenichta, Ela Kinin Shosa Bodailu Shosa Shibud. To Ein Ala Ksuba Shem Halvo, Ela Mechai Vatsal Bidova Shlon Ischai Meolam. Sukashli. Mashna beget the Mahani Asukamal Sinyan, Benichta Beyom, Benichta Belal, as the Torah says, based on the Gemara and based on the Rosh. And the Torah, Bosai, is quoting the get a get. What is a get, Rabosai? A get achieves something. Get is not a shtaraya, chas v'shalom. A get creates a divorce. So, Chanof in the Gemara against the Rani asks. Ninsel is shown around Bechil is a yochid, the guy Birama of a Rosh Rimar. The Rani is a yochid. It's against the Mefurish Gemara. Who thinks the Ran can be against the Mefurish Gemara? It just can't be. How are you against the Mefurish Gemara? It makes it impossible. So you have to see what the Mefurish says. The Nesivas HaMishpat gives a teretz, a very beautiful teretz, as a matter of fact, to answer this kasha of the Taz. Here we go. I am Taz, get! Vayadana my kashilei, taliba de Rabbi Yochanan de Yomar mishas nesina, pulav achit. That's the machlokas when the parents are lost. It's only kash against the rush. Asukim bo seinyan kosher goes in the Mishnah Gittin Af Yudzayin, called the Rish Lakish, who says mishas chasima. You lose the parents from shas chasima. So if you write down today, it's nichta v'yom nechta b'leil. So today is what's today's date? In Elul, what's today's date? Anyone know? Yud Beis. Let's say you started tonight, which is Yud Gimel, and you write Yud Beis. So wait a minute. So the get, which is a shtar kinyan, which creates the loss of Paris, is predated. Should be no good. Taz is kasha. How can the Ran say the only time predating is good? Is in a case where it's only Uriah, a get is a kinyan, and notwithstanding that fact, the Gemara is beferish that a sukkah bo sinyan works. Nichtu nechtu balad. So the pasuk that runs against the Gemara says the seem is wrong, Taz, wrong. Toswa Tos is getting that Yudzai. We shlok shem mishum peiris, and this includes a direct quotation. Ula rabbanon, afal gav the royal garich. What does that mean? You should lose the papers from the moment the document is there that it's fit to create a divorce. Came with the lekha kol, lekha nami kol, ein abal mafsid papers. End quote of Tosis. Alma hefsid papers tolid beroy legarish. The kol, domil shtar shtaris, lo domil shtar chiyu. No, of course it's true that a get is a shtar chiyu in terms of creating a divorce. That's a shtar kinyan for that. But as far as losing parents is concerned, enough in the Torah of Yitzayim, it's only a shtar raya. So therefore, this kasha is answered. Once again, I want to show you Rabbi Moshe. I showed you one of Rabbi Moshe last week. I'll show you the next Rabbi Moshe. Rabbi Moshe has two tshuvas about this. I already showed you one last time. But then I showed you Ebenezer Simon Kuf last time. Now I'm going to show you another one. Kuf Hey. It's the same thing twice. But it's Rabbi Moshe Shigodal. First, we should review a little bit. We'll see a slightly different phrase formulation. Kufay. Rav Moshe Simon Kukai, watch. Uvinin ksuba shenichto v'yol v'nei sugan b'alzinyin ad kiddushin shei b'layla horeita shei b'zmaneinu shadayin lo kidesh lo nischaya b'klum psula tavish tamukta v'zeh shechshir v'gitin af yuches hu davka b'zmanom shei achar kiddushin sheshayach l'ischaya av kodem achupo. It's already written to his brother in 1926. Rav Moshe was 31 years old. He knew Kol HaTorah backwards and forwards already then. He passed in his way against the rest of the world. Rav Moshe wasn't afraid. Maybe he was 80. He wasn't afraid to pass against the whole world. Boom. It's a shver bar, Rav Moshe. It's a Kol HaTorah. Every chalipah is a photo op. Because it's hard to see the Lamore. It's wild. And all the cases. All right, the Gemara is Banam. But what about Tosfos, the Mordechai? They're all talking about the time of the Gemara when they made a year apart, the Mishnah, and then later on in Sukkot. They were talking about their times. To me, Rav Moshe is difficult. I told you already once before, but Rav Moshe said it. He said it. Now, is there a riot to Rav Moshe? I want to repeat, out of cover to Rav Moshe, repeat you what I thought was possibly a shtickle riot. From the Shilta Gibor's Loshabit. Not conclusive. But take a look. It's on the Mara Makomas, Shulta Gibor. Tes Vav Mebeis or Mem Dalid Os Aleph. We saw it before. It's time to see it again. Please look in the back of your Gemaras, please. The Shulta Gibor. Please. If Os Aleph, page Mem Dalid by me, or Tes Vav Mebeis by you, some of you. V'nir Biena. Shinhikdim Adam Nichtov Shtar Aksum B'Kodim Shinisos Alechu B'Yom Yomayim. Ein L'Poslo. The question is, when did the Kiddush take place in these cases? When he says over there, the Losh is B'chol Shah Sheyirtze. What does that mean? Anytime after the Kiddush or even before the Kiddush? To me, that's ambiguous in the Shulta Gibor. On a simple level, B'chol Shah Sheyirtze means even before the Kiddush. Before that, he said not that way. I don't know. Maybe it makes a distinction between the ksuba and the tosefas ksuba. I don't know. That's unclear. It's unclear to me what's happening. It's unclear. Now, of course, he doesn't discuss over here the issue of kinyan sudor either. Doesn't mention kinyan sudor in the Shulta Gibor. The truth is, who cares? Shtar could also create a chiyuv. In fact, if it doesn't work before the emerson, which is the implication of the first line, it might be right to Rav Moshe. The truth is, in that beautiful statement called Mishpat Aksuva, he suggests that the corner of Yashiv it's good. You know why it's good? Very big of our Yashiv has. Goes back to what we saw a long time ago in the Rashi. I told you to keep pay careful attention. What Rashi said? Rashi says, Mishas Tziva, the Nichos of the Chuppah, the Kirov Chasnes Hu, Chayel Shibudeh. Zok of a Yashiv, Shiduchim nowadays is no less than Kirov Kiddushin of yesteryear. Because in those days they waited a year to Kiddushin and the Nisuin. We now wait less than a year between the Shiduch and the Nisuin. Yashiv, go to Lador. The basis of this Rashi is Machshavis. You know, Rav Moshe might have been right in principle, but Lamaisa passes against Rav Moshe. I wanted to show you beside. Inside. Now we come outside. Back to Ksubas. Please look at the Mordechai Simon Kuf Lamed Beis. If you don't mind. Mordechai Simon Kuf Lamed Beis. I think it may have been in the first round of Kamashi. Was it? I don't have it in front of me. Do I have a copy? Yeah, I think I do. It's my own knowledge.
What's that word?
No? My mistake. I think they have fall between the cracks, as a lot of them. So he wanted to put on the bottom combs. I don't see it in the first one, I don't see it in the second one. Maybe in the third one, which you don't have yet. Should have been. Whatever. Okay, I apologize. Let's take a look. Kuf Lamed Beis. Haven't seen it? Mordechai Siman Kuf Lamed Beis of the Septic Sukkos. Writes as follows. Very beginning. Look what he says. Ubirchas Nisuan Lechud. Ubirchas Eris of Lechud. Lechem Mevarchin Beis Pamim Bar Pregofen. Now the old years of the year apart. Today, why do we make two Bar Pregofen? Say, every wedding, two Bar Pregofen. Why? The Yesh and Noah and Lahafstik Beinayim and Likwas Aksubim. Kakos the Bechimus Rashi. So already in Rashi's day, you see from here, they put the Kedushin and Suman together. Stop right here. Okay. So it's a Hefsek. That's why you read the Ksuba. The question is that the whole reason to read the Ksuba? Just in order to make a Hefsek between Kedushin and the Suman? Or is there another reason? So I asked you in the Marama Komos, I don't know if you saw it or not, but this time, none of you have it. You have to have it. You have to get it. You have to give me a Shulchan Aruch Eved Ezer. You have to have it. But I'll show it to you anyway. There's a Bar Hativ that I put in the Maram Makomas. Take a look. I'm not sure if they have it. I'm not sure. You know, maybe, I don't know if they have it. You know, I'm afraid they may not even have this. The last time they didn't have it. Do you believe they don't have a Bar Hativ? I went through this last time. I can't even show it to you. I apologize. The Bar Hativ writes in Siman Samech Beis of Kotan Gimel. It was a minute Kushta, Constantinople, to read the Ksuba before the Birchas Eirusin. Obviously, not a hefsek between one and the other. So why they bother reading it? Because what we spoke about last week, the Eidah didn't always read it. So they didn't even know how to read, we'll get to it. And how do they know what they're signing? They know what they're signing because it's read in public. Read in public, fine. Now, once we're in the Mordechai, that's where we were beforehand. We'll go back to start at the beginning. We read the Mordechai in Ksubas that you all have in front of you, but there's also Mordechai in Gittin that I asked you to see. Shin Mem Beis. Watch this. Daf Rav Nachman de Safri de Daini Isto Emsa. Al de Samchu Chach Me'akol Lachtom Ksuba Kodem Abrocha. Or, different text. Lachtom Aksuba also Shem Yom 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 Came with a suk and also inyan. Yesh, Makomo, Shin Chos, not Achar Abracha, Shekfarnasa, Shakfar Kinyan Asa Pifnea. Now, the word Brach, who cares about a Brach? I think he really cares about the Kinyan. So, there's some who signed before, can you believe it? They signed Mamash before the Kinyan. They signed something that didn't even exist. Wow. Parshat Shabbat before the Kiddush, that's how we signed. However, the majority of Rishonim, it's claimed they actually signed the Ksuba only after the wedding, after the Kiddush. And I have here the Tshuvas Maharam Mintz. I bought it and took it off the Bar Ilan. It should be here, but I don't know exactly where to find it. I'd like to read it to you. Always good to see things inside. He helped me find my remits, my remits. Here's a very famous tshuva all about a tshuva. This is the classic. He's already considered for the Rishonim. Now, Rishonim, it's hard to know where's the difference between Rishonim and Achronim. What's the year? I always thought that the cutoff point was, forgive the expression, 1492. Many things changed in 1492. As you well know, the Jews were expelled from Spain. I'm not discussing Columbus right now. That people started moving east. The Ashkenazim started moving to Poland, and the Sephardim were moving out of Spain. They had no choice. To Portugal, and then later to North Africa, then to Turkey and Greece and Eretz Yisrael. That's considered. Also, that's when print began. What were the first printings? 1460 something? When was print discovered? Supposed to be intelligent people. Around that time. So that's when print started. That's another reason why they started calling them Achronim, as I've shown. So the Maharamitz lived around that time. So it could have. When I went to the library to get this Barilah, he said, no, it's not on the list. So you look up on the Achronim. I got it. No, he found it by Rishon. It says Maharamitz is on the borderline. Maharamitz. He was the, in some ways, the founder of the Minhag of Poland. As a matter of fact, he emigrated to Poland. The first Yidden came to Poland around that time. And the Nachas Shiva, which is the Bible on Shtaris, is fundamentally taken from the Maharamitz, from this Shiva. The text is almost verbatim on it. This is it. Watch this. Ani Moshe Mintz. People do Ksuvah, they know what's going on. I'm going to write a little bit about this. Okay? This man, Shonim, tells you where he... Watch this. You remember this text? This is the text you have in front of you. This is your text. Tells you. Eflach, all this. Sulta, Eflach, Okir. This is the text of Al-Ksuvah. The first place I think it's really found is Maharamitz. Okay? The Maharamitz. And he goes describing everything, how it's done. And at the end of it, so he talks about the value, the silver, as we spoke about. That's the Midas of Shura Torah. Doesn't say the Chazon Ish. He thinks he's three times off by a factor of 3-1 based on Maharamitz. We'll come to that if you have a chance tomorrow. But for now, watch this. Some say, "Libra Ksuva the Gamri El Tzorach L'Shaira Kol Shor V'Kayim Alachar Kinyan Shalokach Chachos M'Shas Nisuin." As a Hakat Gomer Ksuva, I will lift up Kol Ksuva Kol Ma'Kinyan V'Kol Shenase Ishto Merzik Eshikra. Ubadam Lo Chashul Zeh. They don't care. In their time, why are they writing the Ksuva so early? Just wait. Even if it's not, we'll discuss it as we go. It's really the first in the next Rambam Kamashid about Merzik Eshikra and Tursin Ksuva Schof Alpha Base. We'll get to it. But why take a chance? We'll speak about it a little more today also. But what he says. And he was so early, the Mara. Could be something even earlier than him said it. That's the Levush. 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 No. He was before the Levush. What are you talking about? Levush was after Rambam. He is before the Levush. Levush wrote the streets, but he's before the Levush. What really unbelievable. Pavyesh Tigra. Shalonasa bracha at samach achnosis Shabbos. In the olden days, there was no money. You all got married on Friday afternoon, and the wedding was the Friday night meal. That was the only good meal they had of the week. That's how you save money. Guys, if you want to get married on Friday afternoon and have the wedding on Friday night, good like me. No video, no band. I don't know what it's not going to work. So if you want to save money, it's a good way to do it. Okay? Asher bedochak yesh pnai lachlom haksu b'kodem Shabbos. V'chein yesh b'kom asher d'asas tak brochak samach l'chans to Shabbos. Yeah, bonim tichtov kol haksu b'kodem ha-brochak all the time. We write the haksu b'kodem before because we're afraid, Rabbi Osai. We're afraid that we're going to run into a major problem, chas v'sholem, we're writing on Shabbos. You can't do. So in order to avoid that problem, Rabbi Osai, the minute became to do it early across the board. So always do it early, in all circumstances. In all circumstances. Now, what about a kinyan before she becomes his wife? Can it be done or not? It's a long shuv. I'm going to have to search this. I have the lashon of the Maharamitz. Lo shayach, if you can find this, and I'm going to scroll down. You'll see if you can find this. I'm reading from the shon I so-called verbatim. But I don't know how to find this. Because again, I'm not good with so many things. It's such a long thing. Maybe you'll be able to find it. I'm reading the lashon I've written. Lo shayach likach kinyan, kevan da'adayin eino ishto. That sounds very much like Rav Moshe. Can you find it for me? It's so hard to find, it's so long. Hold on forever. Okay, it is forever. Achos lokeach kinyan al aksuva kohen shemalichin also the chuppah b'tnei she'edim v'as chos meidim aksuva miyad achar kinyan telling them about the chuppah. Yeah, he did the various things. Does it work? Does it work? It sounds like that it works, and I have it written over here that it doesn't work. I can't find it. You can do a search on the Bar Ilan? Not now. It's tomorrow, Shia. The words I've written down over here, Alo Shayach Lika Kinyan came in the Dain Eno Ishto. I'm not sure if that's really accurate. He said Beferish Faker. Beferish Faker. Hachos Lokeh Kinyan Aksuba Konish of Lichlas of the Chuppah. Unless he means that the Kedushin happened before the Chuppah. And the Kabbalah Kinyan doesn't sound like that. After Kedushin of Baruch and Birchas Eris, it sounds like it's going in order. So it sounds like that's what we do. This is exactly what we do. After you read the Ksuba, and two Adam read together, and after you read it, you give it to her, but signed before. Kings before. Beforeish against her Moshe. And against the Minigar Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Looks like to me. Now, one of the reasons to doing it, as we said before, they're afraid about Shabbos. Reb Chaim Noah says the Minyan Eretz Yisrael was always to sign like what we call the Minyan Eretz Yisrael, until the rabbis from Poland came and changed it. Baramitz came from Poland. And the reason he did is because it was Erev Shabbos. And nowadays you don't make a matter on Friday afternoon. So Reb Shlomo Zalman or Rabbi Yoshim said you should sign the Ksuba under the Chuppah. And some said no. Some said no. You want to have the chuppah, a royal lebiya, even if it's not yichud, as we spoke about it. That's the Ramah. Let's say the Ramah never meant that. He's not talking about yichud, he's not talking about But the rim, the chedusha rim, said the Ramah meant all cases. You have chedusha rim on here? I doubt it. On the Shulchan Aruch? I doubt it. So the Gerach Sidim, of course, follow the rim. He was the first Gerim. They do what we do in America. Okay? Now, here's a question which Rav Zilberstein, Rav Yoshev Sullivan, already suggests the following idea. I get the best of all worlds. Be Mekabel Kinyan before the the Chuppah. But don't sign it until after the Chuppah. They're the best of all worlds. Be Mekabel Kinyan before the Chuppah is no problem of a Chuppah Sheni Ruhi Lebiya, because Kinyan works. You sign it under the chuppah, we know mezik the shikra. That's our zilbushin. You solve all the world's problems. Wow. Wow. As a matter of fact, the Nachla Shiva claims, that's what the Maharam Mintz said. That's not how I read the Maharam Mintz. Now, will Nachla Shiva be here? Let's see. Nachla Shiva should be sifting halacha minik la'achron. It's the classical sefer of an Minhag Ksuba. No. What do they have here? Nothing. They have almost nothing. I can't show it to you. I have it. It's better we have it right next down the hall. He claims that the Maharam Mintz said this kind of a pshara. That's not the way I read it. I read it that the Ksuba was actually signed before. No, you read it differently? How do you read the Maharam Mintz? We're just here.
When is the Kinyan done?
Kinyan done earlier. That's the Farish. Let's read together.
then you solve the problem that, is, that she's not as much.
No, he doesn't commit early into it. Yeah, exactly. That problem is not solved. He didn't have Moshe man chashmei. Never heard of a Moshe. Never heard of a Moshe. How do you read this? Okay, his mixes mekinyin shmash ein medina saying Elohim. Hachos lokeach kinyin nak aksu bekodesh shemalichin also lechupa. Nei shteirim. Os chos b'neilim. Biad. It's up black and white. How can you say it differently? I don't know. I have to get all the. I don't understand. Okay.
It,
here's another question. Rabosa, what do we achieve? This is the kash raised by the Sefer Mishpat HaKtuba. It's a great kash. We're big knackers, right? We signed the Ksuba early. The best reason given is, shouldn't make a mistake. If you want the Chuba, it's a lot of pressure. That's the best reason. Okay, but the lovelish reason is, you want a Chuba real abiyah, not only a Chuba of Yichud, even a Chuba of under the canopy should be real abiyah. Excuse me, knock, knock. You haven't given the ksuba to the kala yet. Who cares you wrote the ksuba? Until you give it to the kala, it's meaningless. What a gevaldik akash. What a gevaldik akash. So the answer is just given. Again, this is this beautiful sefer, Mishpat HaKtuba. I want to try to visit it, the family. I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael. I want to try to visit the author of Mishpat HaKtuba. And I'm mamish passing his block. Mamish. Mamish. Rehov Zholdi 9, Ramat Shlomo, Mit Hashem, Tuesday, I'm giving a shiur 9 o'clock in the morning. Then I'm going to fly Eretz over by mitzvah, my grandson, which I think in Ramat Shlomo. And the shul is on Rehov Zholdi. Mamish. Hope to Skype in the shiur Wednesday and Thursday. Mit Hashem, if it works. So hopefully regular time. Wednesday, Thursday, may have to be a little bit earlier, because the Bar Mitzvah suit is Thursday. So I'll catch a bit, I'll try to be in touch with Dov. Dov gave me his Skype address. Dov.Winston. I'm learning new things. I'm going to be kind of getting to the higher tech, you know, gradually. Hope it works. Last year worked, right?
Two years ago.
Didn't do it last year at all? 2 years ago. I did my grandson's bris, right? Or I did it for Columbus. I did it for Israel also? No,
from
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
I went to a Yeah, I went to a Levaya and I had a good memory, right. Somewhere down, far down, I could have. You know what I should have done on Thursday, this past Thursday? I should have gotten off the highway and Skyped it in. That's how I was slaving. Wasn't thinking, is it? I wasn't thinking. I could have easily done that. All right. No, I wasn't thinking. All right, Rabosai. See? The easy solution to my problem. Okay, but was. Anyway, so he has a whole discussion of this. He asks this question. This is in Perek Nun of Mishpat HaKtuba. Of Zizcha Zilbashin, page Lamed Gimel, look it up. Eitzah, no problem. L'chol HaDeis. L'fnei Kiddushin, Yasa, L'chosin, Kinyin, Al-Khiva, K'suba. L'fnei Eidin. Eidin, lo yachnu, B'Ksuba, Kiyim, Akisha, Kiddushin. Yavir, Shtei HaDeis. Shem, B'Ktisa, L'chuba, with a K'suba. Will the Bia, T'naf, Kinyin. Yeah. And as far as Mezik and Shikra, it's on under the chuppah. What a great idea. Eitzah Haguna. The Nachlas Shiva says the Maramint said that. He writes in parentheses, Loma Tazim Maramint. He's right. It says Fakert. Okay. There's another cash, yes. Page Lamadal. What do we gain? Who cares he signed the Tzuba earlier? He's holding it by him. Lo Alam is that Klum Isha. Nothing. Nothing! Till you give it to him, nothing happened. Rebbeinu Shalala. Wow. Now you understand where Abzubashi no one follows him either. What do you gain? You gain zero. Oh. What must we hold? You come under the chuppah before the kiddushin. That's not chuppah yet. Chuppah is nothing by itself. When it's going to happen? After the kiddushin is done. Therefore, no need to give her the ksuba before you put the ring on her finger. Ah, it's enough to sign under the chuppah. Look what he says, Avar de Gavar, which I disagree with. Ach kevan, ta chuppah tofeses, teichet besov ha-kidushin, v'rotzen shebishar zutia ksuba muchana, shem chuppah ruya lebiya, לכן אוסן הקינים נרחסים את קודם הקידושים באופן שתי מוכרונה מיד המסירה, כך צריך לומר. Unbelievable copy, yes. It has to be ready to go. The minute he puts the ring on a finger, it's kiddushin and nisuin. We want nisuin to be with always should have a ksuba. Give it right away. We don't do it that way. We read it. It takes 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes to read the ksuba. Those 3 minutes, she's a belief, she's not really being. So you want to spend another minute inside of them. Pick up the handkerchief. This is a very sharp idea. I think it's wrong for another reason. He's saying that the nisuin is immediate. Not true. I told you from Mr. Karelitz. It's not true. They don't want to have nisuin until after the brachas. Kala brachas turim kabbalah kenida. We showed the Rashi in Ksuba Samzayim Beis last week. This whole sheet, I think, in Mechila Toto is incorrect. But it's very creative. Page Lamed Dal. So what does he say? Well, we don't follow the Maramin that he quotes. The King Yisur before the Olim Shasa Tchak. And there's no Issa Gama pushing the Kinyan Suter left of the Chuppah, so that's why Eretz Yisrael doesn't follow this idea. But now he comes to an amazing, amazing attack. I read you the words. I wouldn't believe I'm reading it to you. I don't want to be quoted by itself, but I'm going to be angry with you. Yesh min chasidei Chabad. I never heard this before in my life. Page on the head. Hamisadrin lechatchila shakinyan v'chasima saksuba yiyu kodem kiddushin. V'tar kodem kiddushin. Every wedding in Chabad, in some places, the kinyan is by day, and the wedding is at night. Tamua lino kein bedafka. The many pipukim, there's no revach. And Sfardim, even the Chabadskis, certainly shouldn't do it. Where's it come from, Abosai? It all comes from a sikh of the Rebbe. Yeah, sikh of the Rebbe. The Rebbe was saying, oh, on his 25th wedding anniversary, I kid you not, I couldn't make this up if I tried. I'm reading from here. Shabbos Kodesh Parsh by Yishlach, Yudal Kislev Tomshin Yudal, 1954. The Rebbe was married 25 years. He gave a Yiddish sikh, like always. And it was a chayzer who did it from memory after Shabbos was over. And it's printed, the whole thing. And he tells a story. Then at his wedding, that's what happened. Oh, the Rebbe did it. Gotta follow the Rebbe. He is so angry. This author is a very balanced man. He's not an anti-Chabad. He's anti-this meaning. So who cares the Rebbe? The Rebbe's wedding, it was a snafu. So that's why it was postponed to the night. You have to copy his mistakes too? His mistake was the Masada Kedushin's mistake. This is ridiculous. Now, it seems to me that there's nothing wrong with this following the Rebbe, so what? Rav Shlomo Zalman is upset. Why is he upset? Because it's a lie. You signed Bahavas Dili into. I read your Rav Asher Weiss this week, who says he doesn't know what Rav Shlomo remembers. It was Shlita the day before his death, then it was Zatzal when he wrote it again a few weeks later. You're not saying. The eight of us testified that they got married? No, it's a lead up. It's a hakdama to the ksuba. So he thinks that Shlomo Zalman is not correct. But in any event, Rabosai, we have a befurish, and I showed you this last week. Asra de Kasvi Vahoda Mekachi. Kedush Nafnun. They signed the Priyamash, they wrote it, they signed it too. There was enough time for the silver to get lost in the street. That's the case we had ksuba. The Kedush, it got lost. Does it prove that she's married? No! Because they had a minute of signing it before, writing it, presumably signing it, before she had ever put the ring on her finger. If he didn't sign it, that certainly proves nothing. So therefore, it's against her majib of Shuta.
On purpose.
Even the rabbi didn't do it on purpose. Anyway. So therefore, Rabbi said, the passion should be no problem. Asuka Bosa, you should work in the end no matter what. Hibshuta. Okay. The Pasha tries, okay. Chabad, they have to do it. Even if not a Asuka Bosa, why? The Rebbe. So he is very, he takes off the gloves here, this Rabbi Bar Shalom. He is really upset about this. Just because the Rebbe did it, So he writes as follows. He writes like this. This is what they shari alachem in the chabatzkes. Es aksuba kolsim v'yom lavdach v'sanuk l'chupa ela v'yom v'kabel kinyan v'kolsim v'kolsim l'kolim v'yom shazchub rak mesiris aksuba. If you look in Torah's Menachem, which was printed then, Tavshin Yudalit, he gives the translation from Yiddish. Es aksuba kosu v'odyom, gav kabolos kinyin v'achsim v'seinu v'ayim v'odyom, uve'es achupa rak v'siris aksuba. U'lehoir, the Rebbe said, sh'al pidin yochol lios shiva l'aksuba gam kam yom kodem anisun. End quote. The Rebbe was telling a story. He's just telling a story. This is what happened in its chuppah. That's all. Just a secret dvarim. What happened in its with all kinds of things that happened in its wedding. So everyone should do that until Mashiach comes. What can you do? Chasidei Chabad, Oksim, Shesichas, Arabic, Shemesapas, Menonim, Beisarab, Hemarol, Lemaisa. Kikain Nishim, Midvarah, Bakama, Makarnas. The Rabbi just said that's what happened in his wedding 20 minutes before. It never meant just every chas should do it that way. Then he has the following words. You know, the Rebbe, the Chachamim will do anything to defend the Rebbe and defend the Menhag. Look at the rats. Watch this. Watch this. The Rebbe was afraid. I'm reading what he says. Chidush HaRebbe B'Sicha Lachosh L'Zeh Shashibud Yochol Rak V'Sof Hayom Kevan Den Kosvin Shos B'Shtar. So far, the Rebbe is right. Did I show the Tosfos Tzadi Dalet yet? Not yet. Open up Tzadi Dalet Amar Alf. Tzadi Dalet Amar Alf. Seth Kuxuks. It's on the Marma Kogs. Yeah, I hope you're getting through this Marma Kogs, Rebbe. So, the days are passing by. It was given already on Wednesday. Today's already Sunday. You should have been here by now. But in case you're not, or even if you were, we'll see it again. Tzadi Dalet Amar Alef Rabbeinu Sai. Itmar, the last few lines on the daf. Shnei Shtoros Yotzim Yom Echad. Two documents the same day to the same day. Rava Macholkin. The people who are beneficiaries of it will split. Shmuel Amashuda Dedayin. The judges choose who they want. Rashi. Be Shtoros Mocha Sotel Le'achas Shnei Be'yonim Yom Echad. Shuda Dedayin. Just pick. Says the Gemara. Leva Rav Lama Karabi Meir. What did Meir say? It's Rashi. Then you get Eda Chasima Iker, Krisus, Kenyan Shtars. The Gelu Shneem Nechnu Biomechad, Uvamokam Shen Kosin Shops, Gilu Datayu De Makbinim Al Hakodam Machaveru, Bafilu Zer Shakal Zer Mincha Ein Zer Gobi Osim Izeh. The Chumash should have done it to the name. And the Yom Olaf and Skokha Shazam Mishal said, Yachlo, 50-50. That's Rashi's trap. That's Rashi's trap. Says Tosis, Shnei Shtar HaSel Tzim HaMechah, Pira Shal Mecha Shal Matana, Shmuel Lama Shur the Dain, Lo Dami Lahad Et Nana Yukul Yosef B'Shal Achas, Bein Et Shal Elad Mona Yichokos B'Shal Hasan B'Shibud Ayri, Di Ein HaShibud Chal Ela Me'os Shal Shemokhiach Mitoch HaShtar. She hits the Hashibud. The Haina Mimokas Yom Shnichtabo, the Yom Shnichtab, Emo Kirk, we talk Hashta, Mosa Hiskalo, over Boko, over Erev. Ava Matono Mecher, Kolakod and Rosa Yom Atmo Zoko. There, it's what we call it's a star Kenyan. First come, first serve, we can prove who came first. When it comes to Shtacho, even if you can prove who came first, it's irrelevant. Because he didn't mukha mitoko, it's a shtaraya, only the sofa yom. So the Rebbe is worried. A guy gets married at 8 o'clock at night, signs a ksuba then, that night is a ksuba. The BS mitzvah that night at 2 o'clock in the morning, there's no chiyuv ksuba yet. I signed? No. It doesn't collect till sofa yom. It's not mukha mitoko till sofa yom. So according to this, every couple gets married the first night of the ksuba. It's not really in effect. It's a shalom Chalila Biasnus? Oh, says the Rebbe, no problem. Go sign the Ksuba by day. So the Shiva is Chal at Shkia. And they get married at night, many hours before the Bias Mitzvah takes place. An Einfall. A brilliant idea to defend Minhag Chabad. What's going on? You got it? I have to be honest with you. I'm not a Chabadska. Far from it. But this question is bothering my mind too. Every Ksuba, it doesn't work. So I thought the answer was, you have Aiden. Aiden. Everyone agrees Aiden work a little bit. Why not Kamina? The Ksuba gets lost the wedding night. You think that happens? I've had cases. Sure. The Ksuba was lost.
Yeah, physically lost.
Lost. How's that possible? The Kala left it somewhere. In her haste, she didn't bring it with her. They called at the wedding. Oh, where's this fancy? Lost.
It's a pretty major thing to forget.
Yeah. They call me up at 3 o'clock in the morning. What do we do now with no Ksuba? Can we be together and now we're out of Ksuba?
You can use one of these.
Yeah, but they're at 3 o'clock in the morning in some hotel somewhere, and I'm sitting in Riverdale. They called me up, and the Ksuba's lost. They called the place where the wedding was lost. That happens. I can't make up stories. It happens. I said, number one, it's not lost. It's not lost. Number two, it is one of those funny cases where the discussions happened. I'll tell you what happened to this kid. I was in the Sadiq edition. And I always try to write the Kanina in advance because of various mistakes that happened. One of the mistakes, the most common, you forget to put it in. Second, it could smudge. Third, there's no room for it. All kinds of mistakes with Kanina. A Talmud of mine who was at the wedding, please, my Rebbe's minhag of Davar Lifshitz is not to put it until later, please. I said, Yaakov, you remind me to put it in later? Yeah, sure, I'll remind you. P.S. I didn't put it in, he didn't remind me. And the Ksuba I gave to someone to read, he starts saying, Lava Kanina. In my opinion, that Ksuba is no good. I'll just read, we'll get to it later. They wrote a second Ksuba. They had the old Ksuba with them. Pooped. It was a perfect Ksuba, except the word of Kanina was missing. The Bishas Adchak, maybe you'll find the Ksuba in the hall. Even if not, you have the Ksuba which is missing only one word, which may be good. And besides that, you have Aiden. Baruch Hashem, I was able to mount them to be together the wedding night. But the Rebbe says, even if you have a Ksuba, it's not good the wedding night, because it's only going to be Chal at the end of the day. It's 16 hours early. That's the Rebbe's cheshuv, to make every Ksuba Mukta. Everyone. I take that back. If you get married by day, it doesn't have to be. In other words, if you make a Sunday wedding, and the wedding's by day, then you wouldn't have to, according to this chesed, you wouldn't have to do it. But I guess the chesed always get married at night. Whatever it is, I don't know why. The old men only get married by day, by the way. So that's another topic. That's a defense minhag Lubavitch. That's what he says. That's what he says. So he writes about this. Slowly, my dear friend. Kenyan Suda is enough to create a sheep with a person. I'll read you to what he says, this whoever this author is. Some author is the various Kovtsev of Lubavitch. This is a Rav Goyen Shlita. What does he say? He quotes it over here. Kovitz Pame Yaakov Adar Tovshin Samachay. There's another Yaakov Kfarach Abad. The 1071 to 1075. They keep talking about this. They made it up. Became the Rebbe said it set up some mimer. Who knows how many years before? 50 years before. And they're pilpling about it still 50 years later. And he's writing a sefer even after that. He's like this. If Yasek Suba Bilal Chupa Minigar Ragil, Nimashad Sof also Yom. Who showed him Ishta Bilal Ksuba? They have to make sure to do the Kinyan by day. So by the time the night comes in, there's already a shibud. So why did all the poskim say this? Good morning. People getting married for 1,000 years. How come nobody said this, Kasha? Here's an answer. The Babish is very creative. Showing how you owe sim as a chupas biyom. The minigrits, he's right. Anybody gets to get married by day? The techa pisofa yom, you're a shibud. Abuz manenu shishilu lasas and isu balaila. Nim such a ksuba tofu rak pisofa yom. Vulchain hinig a rebbe. Sheyichtu as aksuba biyodyom. Adkan. Who said it first? Kunstrus askila b'derech tamim. Chelik beis. Page 222. You should get me this far. I'm going to give you these. I mean, I give you the thing. You find these things online somewhere. I don't know. You find these things in the library. All the babbages are. Ma'od yesh lahafli b'dvarim elu, writes Rabbi Bar Shalom. How do you say such things? He doesn't understand it. How can it be? How can it be? Well, Yashin says, what do you mean? Chum is supposed to be by day. If the kinyan is by day, he says it shouldn't write the day if it's going to be by night. If they are chupa, ain't he a chol, the kabbalah of Shubonim, Rabbi Yashin claims. Adrab, im yinagu, im yinag zeshet, tia, ksuba, betar, hakodin, all the sea thing about Shalokadin, put it forget it, Rabbi Yashin. The other way around, you're not supposed to have the ksuba written by day if they're getting married by night. Why? Because of Rabbi Moshe said. Because Rabbi Moshe said? No. No. Rabbi Yashin was quoted on page Lama Test. This is page Nun, 11 pages earlier. Quotes Rabbi Yashin. He after last is Kenyan, Lishayim, Betar, Shnei, Kiddushin. Why? Kevan, Shalah, Locha, Ksuba, Lifnei, Nisuin. Eina, Gova, Ki'im, Ibnei, Chorin. Begam, Zerak, Ikev, Loto, Sefes. Yekain and Yichdu b'ksuba tarach muktam, revos hashanim yishkechu v'tigva kol betarach muktam, gam tol sefes, v'gam b'mshubodin, v'titzmach kol takola, writes Rabbi Yashiv. Is it really true what Rabbi Yashiv is saying? Is it really true? Rabbi Yashiv is saying a chiddush nifla. It's a chiddush nifla. You have to find whether it's true or not. Is it true? That the Kenyan won't work for Mishubadin, and it won't work for Tosefes. Why not? So Rabbi Yashin says it won't work. We can remark it tomorrow. If you pick up the package by day, okay? If you have a Kabbal Kenyan for what's there, the Kiddush, the Ksuba itself. Rabbi Yashin claims it will not work neither for the Tosefes. No one from Mishubad. If you remind me tomorrow, look, why does it be so? I don't really should know it so. You remind me? Okay. It's an effect like Ramesh. An effect like Ramesh. Ramesh says that nothing works. No. It works for the Ksuv itself. But for B'nai Chorin only. I don't have it in front of me. Will you please remind me tomorrow to look this up? Right? So it's in effect comes like Ramesh. So it comes out that the Chabad minyan is taka wrong, according to Rabbi Yashiv's makel. Perhaps if you do it just before the wedding, oh, asuka goes in. But that's not, the Chabad doesn't do that. They do it hours and hours before. He thinks it's bad. Kinyan Suda is enough for the Shiva and the Chasim, he says, and she smichas das for the Eidim will remember the time of Kinyan Suda. I shall lose to a Baal Chor for the same day. Who cares? It's going to happen. He wants a toast to go and see him. Does he? The Mishpadak Subo. You have to worry about every far-fetched possibility. Toast to Mesef above a Metzir on both sides. Adaf Chof Amar Aleph says, we're not worried about outlandish possibilities. Watch. Look at this at the end. Im Toma Nechash Dilma Zavda Ksuma Bayom, Shadikta Vashover, and therefore the Eidav HaKasum of Zachalo, if they take Lekucho Satemi as Manim Shove, and you do it in Mikodam Yom HaBal Lekucho Saviyu Raya Shekidmasem, Fishu Shekidanta, who books the Shekhaz of Shalom Gulas Rosen and Trouble Shalisha. In Shloma, the Lekal Amecha Shetimka Beyong Sivas Hashomer. She's going to sell the property the same day as she got the receipt. It's unlikely. You know, also, it's unlikely to happen, writes the same for Mishra Ksuba. It's unlikely to happen. More than that, he says, everyone who gets married is a tremendous call, we saw before. Anyone who wants to buy property that day will say, whoa, I better watch out. There's a wedding today. I'm not going to buy from the chassan on the day of his wedding. Come on. More than that. Isn't he in love with her the first few hours? How long do you think the honeymoon lasts? He's gonna pull a shtick on her the first few hours of the... Can you imagine this guy's pulling a shtick? He's marrying her at 2 o'clock. Okay? At 5 o'clock, he's ready to sour it on her. And he'll sell all his property out from under him, so she can't go to the ksuba, because the ksuba doesn't prove what came first.
Can he even sell all his property that quickly?
Why not? We'll go on Craigslist, or who wants my property? He'll sell it all. But it's such a disgusting thing. Like, you know, like it says in the psukim about the clients with the eagle, that they were mezana takas a chuppah, not mezana chas shalom, but he's betraying her under the chuppah. It's within a few hours of the chuppah, he's selling off all his property. Ah, I mean, there are these kinds of conniving individuals, but we should have to worry about that. He says, yeah.
Isn't there like a principle that in general, like we're making halachas, like you don't worry about like what like a Russia would do?
Well, we have to worry a little bit, but there's a limit.
Like we don't make it on the basis of like what a Russia might
be
tempted
to do.
Could
be. No, so that the Kabbalah's kinyan is going to work, Rav Moshe's doesn't work at all. Rav Yashar's it works, but only partially.
You know what I'm saying? The shadow that Chabad has is more about the Tzadik Dalit.
Right.
Our
how do we answer that question?
Right.
That's what the answer is. In the Chinami, the Ksuva won't be effective. You know, I got married at night. So you got married by day. Yeah. I think I was Messiah Kedush. You were married in June. You got married, it was still light outside. Yeah, I'm quite sure. So you had no problem, Baruch Hashem. You could even be a Chabatska, not worry about that. But I got married at night. The answer is for the first night the Eidim work. That's why the guy lost the ksuba. If you had a ksuba, it wouldn't have achieved that much the first night. According to this cheshbon that I had. I had this cheshbon a long time ago. I had this cheshbon. You know, I don't know. But the Chabats made a religion out of it. They made a religion out of it. I don't know. I brought in the safe from Rav Dovidel Karlin. You know who he is? Ever hear of him? He was the Godel Hador. I kid you not. You never heard of him, unfortunately. In the introduction to this, this is the third chelet, which wasn't printed in his lifetime, printed by Mosada Rav Kook. And here in the introduction, they tell you that Rav Chaim Briska said, I've heard this before, Rav Chaim, there was a big tumult, a tremendous tumult in the rabbinical world. They have it. They want to make a conditional marriage. We'll discuss it this year. It's impossible. But they wanted to make it. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik wrote to Rav Dovidel Karlin, and this is a direct quotation. Ukvol Gaono Haram, Rabba de Ame, Godel Hador. Rav Chaim said about Rav Chaim was no slouch himself. Godel Hador, Alei Rami Mitzvah Zushal Atzaz Beis Strov, Achav Yetzu Kol Tovsin Torah. Verbatim quote. Rav Chaim also said, the rabbi from Paris wanted to make a conditional marriage. Yatzia Prati Advaram Vatanan Mimichta Rav David Friedman Abed Pins Karlim Hagon Aniska Huzkan Arola Basisrol Biyachid Bidoreinu Yachid Bidoreinu. You never heard of him. He was the God of Ador, Rav David Karlin. This was printed, this part of the same was printed in Tav Shalom and Al for the first time, 1971. Thank God it wasn't lost in the Holocaust, who knows what. They found it somewhere, they got the Saviyah, they printed it. I have a lot to tell you about, but I think we should maybe stop a little bit early. It's a little shvach oil today, and Shabbos Shein Shogolias. We'll stop here. Mitzvah tomorrow, we'll pick up from Rav Dovidel Karlin. But you have to remind me tomorrow to look up Rav Yashiv in an earlier Bible of this Sefer to see. Mila, I'm going to give this to you just for today on these few pages, page Nun. If you want to find these Lubavitcher Svarim, he quotes on page, he has one on page Mem Tes, he quotes a Lubavitcher Sefer, quotes another one on page. Nun of the Lubavitcher Sefer. If you find this forum, I'm just interested. But if you don't find, don't worry about it. So we'll stop a little early. I'm Mr. Shem. Tomorrow, she a regular time. Remember, Tuesday, she and I should tell an email. Yeah.